Chapter 6. The year turned and bright spring became bounteous summer. Sunflashed Amaze straightened up from his labours, arching his mighty back. The two little mole maids, Nelly and Pod, imitated his movements impishly.
"That's enough potatoes for one day. Good work,"
he said, winking at them.
"Arr, and there'd be lots of taters left for another time.
Why, leave them in the ground and get huge and gooey tasteful."
The big badger looked around at the neat rows he had created last autumn, clearing bush and moving rock until a sizeable food garden bloomed in the forest amid the hills and woodland, bordered by several fruit trees, plum, apple and pear, already growing there, plus a couple of horse chestnuts farther back. The crops cut straight furrows. Leek, onion, potato, turnip, peas and cabbage all thrived, with mushrooms to be found every few days in the dark shelter of a rocky slab to one side of the chestnuts. There would be berries later. Red currant, blackberry, raspberry and strawberry. Sunflash had worked hard alongside his friends, and they had taught him about growing things. He liked cultivating the land, finding he had a natural flair as a farmer. Sweeping the tiny mole maids up with both paws, Sunflash deposited them on top of the basket of vegetables they had gathered. With a single swing, he lifted the basket onto one shoulder and strode off toward the dwelling cave of the Lingle and Dubbo clan. Sunflash's deep voice blended harmoniously with the two moles as all three sang the riddle song.
"I'm not a lass and way south in the west, so Starland a mat, there's where I love best. Sand not as a lark, lone seabird to ring, and a lass most wren, list to me whilst I sing.
Scarlath was sunning himself in the rocks above the cave, watching Deary Lingle, Aunt Umme, and Bruff's wife, Lully, preparing lunch on the grass. Old Uncle Blun came coughing out of the cave in a cloud of dust, followed by the four small hoglets with Tiri and Bruff. They sat on the grass, dusting their coats down. Tiri sneezed and blinked, saying,
"Bright old day out here, ain't it?"
Sunflash marched up, nodding to one and all. Carefully, he lifted the basket down with the two mole maids sitting atop.
"Some nice button mushrooms in here for you, dearie,"
he said.
"How's the store chamber coming along, bruv?"
The mole poured dust from his eyes as he answered.
"Near done, sir. We'm just about finished. Lined out with those rock slabs you found last winter. Looks handsome, Boer."